me look bad, iPhone.
iPhone, come on, don't
be on my side.
Work with me, iPhone. Here we go.
All right,
this is Omar. I'm here with Morrow from Bonded by Blood.
How's it going?
Pretty good so far. So, I guess you guys probably got a lot of... Go back to the beginning. You guys got a lot of shit about your name, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, it's just one of those things where we're all huge Exodus fans. And we thought, what better name than, our favorite collective album? The album that everybody appreciates in the band. So we went by that name. Like, in the beginning, and then still to this day, we got a crapload of, shit for having that name. It's like, so many bands do that. They name their bands after a song or their favorite album from one of their favorite bands. So, I don't know, it's just kind of people being ignorant. People being assholes, but whatever, we do what we do because we love it, not because we want to hear people bitch about what we do.
Does everybody expect you guys to at least cover one of their songs?
You know, we have been asked, many times, oh, you guys going to play Bonded by Blood? And we have a few times. It used to be one of our routine things, but we're not trying to, act like a cover band of Exodus. You know, we're our own band. So we don't really cover Bonded by Blood anymore. It's kind of something we did in the beginning, but every now and then we'll do it now. But for the most part, we're just playing our own stuff because we have, three albums now. So it's more important to get our stuff across. Promote our jams.
So how's it's been on this tour for a little while now?
Yeah, it's about, I think today's day 4 now. So we actually just been away from home for a week now because it took 3 days to get to the East Coast driving with Hatchet. And we've been away from home for a week now, but this is day 4 of the tour. And it's been going pretty smoothly. It's been going smooth. Everyone's nice on the package. Everyone gets along so far, and that's the most important part, that nobody's an asshole. Makes life easier.
So I guess, you guys are... people say, you're kind of a throwback to the old thrash metal heyday. And also the fact that you guys are pretty young when you guys first started, you know?
Yeah, we were, between, 15 and, I think, 18 when we started. The original frontman was being the oldest one. And Alex, the second oldest, and everyone else was around the same age. Carlos and Juan are both 23. I, myself, just turned 23, a week ago.
Happy late birthday. Young pups.
Right.
Cool, man. So, 3 records in.
Yep.
What's any DVD plans yet, or is it too soon?
Actually, we're kind of planning on putting out another record by either the end of the year or the beginning of next year. We've already actually started writing some stuff, but we got thrown on this tour super last second, so we had to halt production and all that, and writing.
Do you guys, write collectively, or...?
Yeah, we all kind of get together and, write as a whole. Musically, at least. We'll all come up with ideas on our own, but when we all come together to try to get it all together. We don't do the whole Pro Tools thing or anything like that. Every now and then we will, just to not forget the way the song's supposed to go. But for the most part, we just jam everything out until it sounds good. And then we do a little rough cell phone recording of it or something, a little iPod recording, so we can know what the counts are and all that, so we can keep playing it the same way until we have it down.
How long do you think it'll take for the next record to be, fully written? Or is there, a...
Fully written? It depends. Well, when we get home, if we have nothing coming up for the rest of the year, it'll probably be, done being riffed out and all that by the end of the year. It just depends, what we continue doing for the rest of the year. If we have no more tours coming up, we'll probably have the album out by, or we'll probably be in the studio by anywhere between December or February.
Cool. Now, I know, a lot of bands, how important, for younger bands and anybody who wants to get into music in general, how important is it to have a good passport?
To have a good passport?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very important. if you want to get out of the U.S., you need a passport. And getting into Canada is, pretty strict. You not only need, a good passport, you need a clean record, nothing on your record if you want to get in. Sometimes you'll get lucky and get in, with a little blemish on your record, but for the most part, they're really strict. The UK and Canada, the border's no joke.
Those are the hardest ones?
Oh, yeah. Getting into London, or getting into the UK is just a pain in the ass. We were just in Europe, and because we had American passports, so we had to wait for a good 40 minutes just to get into the UK, when everybody else on the tour bus just walked right through.
with their European passports, and we're just sitting there. Me and like my entire band and like three crew members that happen to be American too. We're just sitting there and just like, oh, well, we're holding up the bus. This is awkward. The foreigners are going to hate us more now.
I guess not everybody does love America. Cool. So let's see what else we got. So how did you get involved with the band?
Well, I've been involved with the band since they started. I went to high school with the lead guitarist, Alex. And, yeah, like, I always saw him playing guitar, like, in a corner. Like, he was always shredding up some awesome stuff. And I always run out to him and be like, hey, play this song, play that song. And he'd play it, and I'd be like, holy crap, you can actually play it? Whoa! And I was like, man, you should start a band. So when he finally got a band going, he's like, dude, I got a band, come watch us play. And I was like, dude, I'm there. And, like, I was supporting them since they started. And then next thing I know, like, they called me up one day, and they're like, hey, our singer's quitting, you want in? And I was like, yeah. Fuck yeah.
So how was it like coming and replacing people?
You know, it was kind of hard at first because a lot of the fans weren't really understanding of the situation. I was like, oh yeah, bring back the old singer, like what the hell. And I was like, well, he wasn't fired, he quit on his own, like he
sucked. Point blank.
And, so, like, he left on his own decision. Like, he wasn't asked to leave or anything like that. And, I, like, you know, the fans were like, well, why don't you just bring him back? Why don't you just bring him back? Well, we're like, well, because he doesn't want to. As simple as that. And so it was rough at first because people would be like, oh, he's not Jose. He's not Aladdin. And it was kind of annoying. Like, for sure. But I got over it. I was like, whatever. People are going to be assholes. I'm just going to do my thing.
Was it, like, for you vocally, is it much of a strain or get used to his phrasing of things?
Not really. I mean, at first I was trying to emulate his style, but then when I realized the fans were going to bitch about me not being him anyways, I was just like, fuck this, I'm just going to do it my way. At first, on my first tour with them, I was just trying to, you know, please the crowd. Like, okay, you know, I'm going to sing the songs like he sings them. Then after a while, I was like, well, they're going to complain no matter what. I'm just going to do things in my comfort zone. And we do have a bit of a similar style of singing. So, like, it's not that much of a big difference. Like, it's not, like, a drastic difference. Like,
coming up too.
Yeah, there's no real complaints about it. It's not straining or anything. The hardest part is just doing it every single day. And, no, not getting sick and all that good stuff. Trying not to lose your voice.
Do you do any, like, preparation? Or do you just, like, I don't know if you drink or not. Do you, like, take yourself? Do you, like, I'm not going to drink during the tours? Or?
You know, I always try the don't drink, don't smoke thing, but it never works out. You know? Well, like, I'll cut back on cigarettes, and then, like, something stressful will come up, and next thing I know, I'll blow through a pack.
Yeah, you're from California, so, like, cigarettes are... I was out there for a while, and I was... I'm looking at the $4, $5 cigarettes, and
exactly.
you're like, what the fuck is this?
I went out today, and I actually bought an e-cigarette because it was the cheapest thing I could find with nicotine. Yeah. I was like, how much is a pack of Marlboros? And they're like $12.45, and I was like, what the fuck? I can buy two packs for that much. Yeah, I can buy a pack of, like, non-filtered Lucky Strikes for that much, and those are, like, the high-end cigarettes. You know, like, those are, like... the pricey ones.
So, I guess besides you switching in the band, your lineup has been pretty stable.
Not really. We've had a lot of changes, but as of now, our lineup's pretty stable now. Like, the lineup on the third album. Like, in the past 3 years, we've basically gone through, like, a huge lineup change where we're just down to two originals, just lead guitarist and drummer. So, it's been a huge lineup change, but we're pretty steady now, like... And we plan on keeping this lineup for a while. Like we're always debating, should we get a second guitarist, should we? And we're always like, I don't know.
Hey, it worked for Overkill.
Yeah.
But then people still hate it when he became a two-guitar band.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I loved it when he became a two-guitar band. That's when I got into him. And I was like, I thought the extra dynamic of two guitars helped their sound.
I mean, yeah, it's cool for the live thing, but, you know, having an extra person on the road, it's having an extra person, yeah. You know? It's a lot easier as a four-piece because you have more space. There's only four of you.
Yeah.
Everything goes by a lot smoothly. Yeah, and then, like, if, let's say we get money for food, like, there's not a fifth person we have to divide it amongst. There's four ways, just makes everything that much easier.
Is it like for thank God for editing? Fuck.
Editing.
Let's see, Tor, just like lost that train of thought. let's see, do you fuck?
Totally do I fuck?
Derailed.
Pretty often, I guess.
When I get is the groupie myth, you know, still alive in this day?
You know, like, it is, but it isn't. It's more like there's not really groupies anymore. There's those chicks you befriend on the road that will have sex with you. You know, it's not really a groupie thing anymore, per se. It's more like, I got a friend in this town, and she puts out, you know, like, it's not really like you find a random chick and you're like, hey, baby. Or she comes in knocking on your van door like, hey, I want to fuck your brains out. It doesn't work like that anymore. Like, every now and then when you're in a random-ass town, like in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, that will happen because these chicks still have that mentality. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to be groupies. But like big city mentality, no chick wants to be like, hey, I'm going to go to the show to fuck the band. You know? It doesn't really work like that anymore.
Awesome. Unfortunately. Now, for you, like, do you have any other projects you're working on, or just strictly, or
as of right now, not really. I had like a side project for a while, but it didn't really happen. Just unreliable people, and I was like, fuck it, I'll just focus on what I'm doing right now.
What kind of gear are you using?
Me?
Yeah. Well, microphone, is it doesn't matter for you?
For me, like, I usually use a Shure mic or a Sennheiser. You know, that's mainly what I use because those are the mics I've always used. That I like the way they sound. They're pretty clear. Like, I like the SM58s because they're affordable. The Betas are pretty nice, too. Yeah. they're affordable and they're roadworthy.
Cool. Now, let's see. What's the last one? One more. Wrap this thing up. Who are some of your vocal influences?
Definitely the singer of Death Angel, Rob. Oh, not Rob, I'm sorry. Mark.
Mark's a
huge... Well, Rob, too, he's an influence on my vocals. Even though he's a lead guitarist, he does have some amazing back vocals. Like, he's got a hell of a voice, too. So both of the guys from Death Angel, I love their fucking voices. Both great. And, of course, Bobby Blitz and... All three singers from Exodus, and everyone from Rob Dukes, Steve Souza, and of course Bailoff.
Yeah.
Cool. Some I like a lot of Flotsam and Jetsam too.
Yeah, the new record's killer. Right
Motorhead. Now. I actually haven't heard their new record yet. Like, I've been hearing good things.
Like it, yeah, it's all thumbs up, dude.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, those are like my mains.
Cool.
Other than that, of course, Lemmy from Motorhead. He's the one that got me into the whole like I want to play in a band. You know.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you, Omar.
Thanks, dude.
Now off to your bigger.